Grundy are five girls getting ready for a trip to Gilman City tomorrow. They will go to Winston on Thursday and then host Brunswick on Friday. So one of those busy three-game weeks coming up for the Lady Panthers. They do come into the week a little bit of momentum after a rough start against Tyne Avalon a week ago in the Meadville Invitational. Bounce back with a couple of convincing victories against Hale and Northwestern. Talking Lady Panther basketball here with Coach Stillwell. Coach, we kind of mentioned last week that I haven't seen Tyne Avalon play. I know they have a player, as you said, going to NCMC next year. So just from a talent level, they're going to be a tough one to play. It was just one of those nights, and you've had nights like this where the ball just didn't go in the hoop for you, it looks like.
That's how it was. You know, we actually led it for the first quarter. I thought we'd done a really good job on Runkles, keeping her from getting things going too fast. But, you know, second, third, fourth quarter, she was able to make plays with her passing, and, you know, we got tore up on the inside from their big girl.
Let me ask you about this team, because I know you didn't see Meadville as far as playing them, but did you get a look at that Meadville girls team, Coach? They sound like they're just dynamite this year.
We did. We were able to see them a few times before our game started.
What were your thoughts on them?
They're a really good team. You know, they've got whatever five girls touch the floor, they're going to be able to score it. So they're pretty impressive looking at.
What Coach Owens told me is that when his team played Meadville on Saturday, they just couldn't handle the way that Meadville, you know, and they do it with effort, but they pressure you all over the floor, and then they just make it very, very difficult for other people because of how deep they are.
They do, yeah. They're up in your face pressing full court and looking for traps, and regardless of the half court or full court. So they're really talented.
What did you hope that the girls took out of the Tyne Avalon game into the rest of the week, Coach?
I just have a little bit more physical dominance. I thought we, you know, we had a lot of post dominance against us, so I thought, you know, moving forward in the week, we got to be more physicality in the half court, not let people be able to go where they want to, and kind of making us as a defensive unit work a lot better and early, and not letting get people a better position.
And if you look at the way that the team responded, you could look at it and say, out of the teams that lost in the first round, you were by far the most dominant team, because you were really impressive in the victory over Hale and the victory against Northwestern. So the bounce back by the girls was really good.
It was a great bounce back. I thought defensively we did a really great job of getting people disruptive and not letting them run their offense smoothly, so I thought our girls bounced back from that Tyne Avalon game and did a much better job defensively.
You know, we're about two and a half months into the season now, Coach. So where do you feel like the girls have made a stride? As you just look at their level of play, you have a really young basketball team. There's talent there, but there's a lot of youth. Where have they made the biggest stride, or they're taking a couple of jumps here?
I think the biggest jump as we've seen is defensively. Girls are starting to understand where teams are trying to go with the ball, and they're doing a great job of jumping through those passing lanes or getting their hands in those passing lanes to force difficult passes. So, you know, we've seen since the start of the year, I felt like our defense has gotten a little bit better. And obviously against the Tyne Avalon game was kind of one of those upset games defensively for us. But, you know, besides that game, I thought we played really great defense.
Was the Northwestern game, and I guess I only look at this way, I saw Hale at Holiday Hoops, and you could kind of tell that they were rebuilding and struggling a little bit, putting the ball in the hoop. So you took care of your business there on Wednesday. Northwestern, you won by 21, and I don't know what Northwestern has, you know, offhand, but was that the best performance that you had all week long as you look at Friday night?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I thought we'd done a good job of understanding who their key players were and making sure they weren't getting open looks. I thought we gave a couple easy buckets early on in the game, and we made some defensive adjustments, and, you know, that really helped us out offensively as well.
How nice is it offensively that, you know, there have been teams in the past for Grundy that you know who the go-to player is, and I know it kind of runs that way in Class 1. Sometimes you just got that player who's going to average 20 to 25. You don't have that, but you have three or four girls that on any given night they can get 10 to 15. Does that help you guys on the offensive end that you have that sort of balance?
That helps us out a lot. You know, I think definitely as a coach, when you're looking at other teams, you're always trying to find that one player to shut down, to slow down their offense. But, you know, I think our girls' team, you know, we're really balanced. We've got, like you said, three or four girls that can go get 10 to 15 on any given night. So, you know, depending on what the matchup is and how a person's shooting that night, we could have a completely different scoring leader than we did the night prior.
You know, when you saw Gilman City the first time, Coach, you saw them at your place and you lost by three. I know, you know, that had to be a difficult loss for your team. Do you have that in the back of your mind? Want to get back at the Hawks a little bit as you make that trip over there tomorrow night?
We do. We definitely want to get that one back. We know that we had way too many turnovers down the stretch and, you know, a couple of missed opportunities boxing out. So we know we just got to clean up some little things, but we know they're going to be ready to go on their own floor. They got great coach and great player over there, so we're going to have to be ready to go.
Yeah, Gilman City on the road, Winston on the road, then you get a home game with Brunswick that brings you right into the tournament. Have you kind of circled this kind of 2 weeks coming out of the Meadville tournament? Yeah, if you'd say very easily, this 2 weeks kind of sets up where you're going to be going into districts here in 3 weeks. Have you kind of circled this 2 weeks as an important stretch for Grundy?
A little bit, yeah. We definitely know a lot of the conference is made up for our district tournament. So if we can have a positive 2 weeks here, we could find ourselves with a really great seed moving into districts. So yeah, we know every game that we play this week is going to be very, very important.
I'd imagine right now, district-wise, you're probably in like that 4-5 seed matchup, which you have, if I'm guessing here right, potentially playing Mercer if they're a 1 seed in the semifinal. Yeah, so often you kind of want to get out of that 4-5 match because of that, right?
Yeah, we're looking to try to get down to the 2-3 area, but that all comes taking care of business over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, if you win, that stuff take care of itself, no question about it. We will shift gears here with Coach, and we'll talk about the Grundy R5 boys. Talk about his team that's having a really good season. They sit at 16-2, heading into that road trip at Gilman City tomorrow night. That should be an exciting one. We will talk about that coming up right after this.